Welcome to Tales of Bookworms. This is the first episode of our podcast.
With Danielle.
And Farisa.
Okay, you guys, so we are recording this amazing podcast outside, so forgive us for if you hear background noise. It's the wind and other stuff and people walking around. So, okay, so let's get started. Together, we're going to talk about each of our five most favorite books.
In this episode, Danielle and I are going to pick out one out of her five most favorite books.
Okay, so I'm going to start first. One of my favorite books is a book series called Shadow and Bone. This is one of my favorite books. So the story starts off with the main character, so little kid, and her best friend Mal, and how they got to the orphanage and became friends. So it continues with them around the age 17, and them getting ready to go across the Unsea, also known as the Fold, a very dark place, cutting the people off from the sea. Crossing the Fold is a very dangerous journey because of the monsters that live there called the Volca. Halfway through crossing, they get attacked by monsters, and the main character, Alina, displays the powers of people who are called the Grisha. The Grisha specialize in one thing, like summoning fire, wind, and other things. Alina is special because she can summon light, and she's the first person to do something like that in years. Okay, so this book was recommended to me by a friend, and I really like this one. So what do you think?
I think it's interesting to know what would happen to two of them and how they survived.
That's great. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. If you guys want to know what happens next, then, well, look the book up. Now, it's Farisa's turn.
Okay, the first book I'm going to share is called Soul Land. It is actually a Chinese light novel that has a comic and anime adaptation. Its main character is Tang San, who spent his entire life in the outer part of his clan, despite showing an extraordinary talent in hidden weapons, which is his clan's specialty. After unveiling the clan's greatest secret, he was pursued by his clan master and seniors. Instead of dying in other people's hands, though, he chose to jump inside the door of hell and kill himself. Wishing he could live a real life in his next life, he was reincarnated as a child in another world with his previous memories. In the continent where he now lives, he proceeded to be the strongest and went to the journey of godhood. So what makes this story great is the fact that it focuses on martial arts, and the author is very detailed in his story, so his audience can easily imagine in their heads what's happening, and the character development of most is just amazing. No one is forgotten and everyone has a story. It was written beautifully, and whenever I read wuxia or martial arts novel, one of the most beautiful facts that you can see is that the authors would always try to integrate the stories based in the history of China, which makes it even better. I give this book an 8 over 10 simply because I just felt the ending was a bit rushed, so I wish the author could have made it longer than that. Okay, I still have so many books I would like to share. Thanks for listening.
Our next book is coming out soon, so see you next episode.